Ever had one of those nightmares where you end up in a job that you're not quite prepared for and lots of people are watching? It's terrible, right? Well, that's the sort of thing that happened to 26-year-old Scotty Walden, but in real life. Our story begins about a decade ago. Here's Only a Game's Martin Kessler.
When Scotty Walden arrived in Cleburne, Texas, before his junior year of high school, he had a lot to get used to. Walden had grown up near Fort Worth. Cleburne is 30 miles south of the city. The population is 29,000 people. Everyone seems to know each other, and everyone seems to know a lot about horses. The reason behind the move from the city was simple: money. Walden's mom was a single parent, and cash was tight. Cleburne was cheap. Walden had a good relationship with his father, but he lived far away.
So, obviously, just like a lot of kids, I would always look for that father figure. I would always look for that man. Who's that man in my life? Who's that role model that I can look up to, that male figure?
In Cleburne, Scotty Walden found that role model. His name was Phil Young, and he was the high school football coach.
Just the most down-to-earth, family, Christian man, off the field, would treat everyone he saw with respect and never act like he was above anybody. Just the type of man I wanted to be. But then when you got on that football field, he was a fierce competitor. That's when I definitely figured out I wanted to be a coach.
Scotty Walden imagined coaching under Phil Young at Cleburne High. But first, he had his own playing career to worry about. He was good enough to quarterback at Division III Sol Ross State University in West Texas. But even then, Walden daydreamed of being on the sidelines with the clipboard.
I'd be in class in college and stuff, and yeah, I was a history major, so you'd have those long lectures, and so sometime I'd start drawing up plays in my notebook.
Those scribbled plays would come in handy much sooner than Scotty Walden could have predicted, because after his playing career ended in 2011, Walden took a low-paying gig as a graduate assistant at Sol Ross, a nice way to ease into the coaching profession, he must have thought. But when the team's offensive coordinator stepped down, the Sol Ross head coach surprised Walden and everybody else. He handed over control of the offense to the 22-year-old.
I can see that whole picture right now, sitting in his office and him telling me, you go do you, and I trust you. And I was just like, you got to be kidding me. This is more than I mean, first I was excited, but then immediate stress, immediate pressure kind of set in.
The offensive coordinator designs and calls plays for the team to run when it has the football. It's a job that requires an entire playbook. Scotty Walden had some notebook doodles from history class. So he went to the place most 22-year-old kids on college campuses go when they need to get a lot of work done, the library.
I was probably there about 4 hours, something like that. And I just drew the number 0 to 99 on the board, and I just started labeling the plays. All right, 0 is going to be this, 1 is going to be this, 2 is going to be this. And by the time I left there that day, that first time, I can't remember if I had all 0 through 99, but I had majority of them. I had the formations, what I wanted to call them.
At that point, did you think these plays would work?
I had no clue. No, I didn't.
Whether his plays would work wasn't the only thing weighing on Scotty Walden. The bigger question was, would the guys on his team, who had been his teammates a few months earlier, respect him as their new coach? He decided he had to address that issue at his first meeting with the offense.
I'll tell you what, it was intimidating. I'm young. I'm the same age as those guys in the room. There's actually several players on that team that are older than me. You know, one of our stud receivers that I threw the ball to the year before was 26 years old. I was 22. You know, how's he going to listen to me?
But Walden's message was firm.
And I told him that, you know, we've got to draw a line in the sand where you guys got to realize that I'm your coach. I'm not your buddy. I'm not a player anymore. I'm here for you and I love you and I'm going to do everything I can for you. But you got to realize the position I'm in.
The players got it. Even the 26-year-old wide receiver.
After the meeting, he's like, Coach, you know I got you. And I'm bought in. And whatever you say, let's roll with it. Let's go.
In Sol Ross's first two games, Walden's offense put up 44 and 35 points. But the opposing offenses put up more, and the team started the season with a pair of losses. Next up was Trinity University, the number 11 team in the country.
No one gave us a chance, and we were doing some good stuff on offense up to that point, but we hadn't exploded yet. And that day we exploded, and we beat those guys 62 to 35, and that was the funnest game I've ever been a part of. And I distinctly remember when the fourth quarter was winding down, and I just remember thinking to myself that I don't want to do anything else. I wanted to coach, you know, for the rest of my life.
The team finished out the season with a 5-5 record, But Walden's offense? Well, Sol Ross averaged 48.8 points per game and led the entire NCAA that year, Divisions 1, 2, and 3, with 581.9 yards per game. After the season, Walden moved across the state into the offensive coordinator position at Division III East Texas Baptist University. His new office reflected his age. He had posters for professional wrestling and a TV show about a zombie apocalypse. In that office, Walden drew up plays that put East Texas Baptist among the top point scorers in all of Division III. Then, this past January, ETBU head coach Josh Ergel approached his offensive coordinator.
Coach Ergel walks up to me and says, "Hey, you want to be the head football coach at ETBU?" And I said, "What are you talking about, man? What's going on?"
What was going on was Ergel was leaving for a job at a Division I program. That same night, Walden was called in for an interview with the university president, provost, head of enrollment, and athletic director. By the time the interview ended a little before midnight, Walden had been offered the job.
The very next morning, I accepted the job to be the head football coach.
At that point, did you know that you were the youngest coach in the NCAA?
No, had no clue, and nor was I thinking about that. I was thinking about all the things I had to do immediately. It was kind of like, again, the Sol Ross situation, again, magnified times 10. It was, all right, recruiting, academics, study hall, workouts, the coaches. Let's look at the Ross. I hadn't even had time to think about, okay, here's the players we're losing. Here's who we got to replace. So definitely a stressful time.
10 months later, Scotty Walden, now 26, seems to have settled comfortably into his new role. His team started the season 5-1, and his offense continues to put up 50-plus points on a regular basis. But one thing did change when Walden moved into his new role. The wrestling and zombie posters had to come down.
Because I'm the head guy now, so I can't have them in the head coach's office.
Perhaps the youngest football coach in America is growing up. Many are already speculating that he will move into a Division I head coaching job while he's still among the same generation as his players. And there's been an unexpected benefit.
It's been a blessing. I really believe it was in God's plan that I came out here to East Texas to have a football job, because my dad lives out here in East Texas. And so he and I, our relationship has developed even further since I've been out here. Sometimes I'm just like, dude, you are insanely blessed and just lucky to have a career that you know you want to do.
That's East Texas Baptist University head football coach Scotty Walden speaking with Only a Game's Martin Kessler. To read more about Coach Walden, check out Vice Sports' recent story, The Great Expectations of Scotty Walden. You can find a link at onlyagame.org.